This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A lawyer for the whistleblower who made public President Trump's dealings with Ukraine says his client is willing to answer written questions from House Republicans. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
In a tweet, attorney Mark Zaid writes, Congressman Devin Nunes, the top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, has been approached about the whistleblower answering questions from Republicans in writing. President Trump has demanded the person's identity made public since his call to the president of the Ukraine became public. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Elliot Engel tells ABC's This Week a key reason for the impeachment inquiry.
Did the president really sell out his country?
But House Republican Whip Steve Scalise, also on ABC's This Week, says the Democrats are playing politics.
They don't want fair rules. They just want to hurt President Trump's chances to win re-election.
Tim McGuire, Washington.
The White House on Sunday defended President Trump's bid to get Ukraine to investigate one of his chief 2020 Democratic political rivals, former Vice President Joe Biden, saying that the request did not amount to an impeachable offense. The Washington Post reported Sunday that smuggling gangs in Mexico are cutting through the wall President Trump is building along the U.S.-Mexico border to keep migrants and drugs out of the country. The Post quoted border agents as saying that gangs have repeatedly made holes in the wall using a reciprocating saw. That's a tool that sells for as little as $100 at hardware stores. The Post said that the holes created are wide enough for migrants and smugglers to enter. It is not clear how many times breaches have occurred. The president told reporters that he is not concerned about the reports because the wall is, in fact, designed to be fixed easily. Again, Washington Post reporting that smuggling gangs in Mexico are cutting through the wall President Trump is building along the U.S.-Mexico border. This is VOA News. A pro-democracy politician and four other people were injured when a knife-wielding man attacked protesters in Hong Kong Sunday. We get more from Reuters' Emer McCarthy.
What started as a human chain in City Plaza Shopping Center in the eastern suburb of Taikoo Shing turned into a face-to-face conflict with police, with several people wounded. With blood dripping from his ear, Democratic District Councillor Andrew Chu was among the injured. Democratic Party lawmaker James To told reporters the attacker had bitten off part of Chu's ear and slashed other people. He said the other wounded were in more serious condition than Chu. Police said protesters had vandalised a restaurant in the mall after chanting peacefully. Several arrests were made and police say they are investigating the knife attack.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro said Sunday that the worst is yet to come, with an oil spill that affected more than 200 beaches on the country's coast. He said he did not know if additional oil would impact his country's coastline, but that everything indicates that the currents went to the coast of Brazil. Oil slicks have been appearing for 3 months off the coast of northeast Brazil and fouling beaches along a 2,000-kilometer area of Brazil's most celebrated shoreline. The government Friday named a Greek-flagged tanker as the prime suspect behind the oil slicks. The ship Bubalina took an oil in Venezuela and was headed for Singapore, it said. Crews and volunteers have cleaned up tons of oil off the beaches. Protesters in Lebanon rallied Sunday to call for the president, Michel Aoun's ouster as part of a push for sweeping changes. More from VOA's Lattice Ahok.
President Aoun is a Maronite Christian, but some protesters say a government based on sectarian lines is bringing the country down.
We achieved part of our demands, which is the ousting of the government, and now we demand a neutral technocrat government and not a political one.
Joining protesters who demand economic and political reforms on Sunday was a large gathering of women calling for social changes.
Today, as women, we also have a role in coming out and carrying the demands like the rest of the protesters. We want this regime to go down because it is a paternal and sectarian system, which has oppressed women's issues and has put us at the mercy of the religious authorities for years.
President Aoun addressed the nation on Sunday, promising to focus on corruption, the economy, and the civil state, but acknowledging there is no easy road ahead. Zlatica Ahok, VOA News, Washington.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.